This is Evangelist George McTyre of the Word of God Ministry, and our message today is for the month of October of the year 2017, and it is that's when it was first published. And it's being put on audio in the month of September of the year 2024. So that's just under 7 years difference. And the reason why I'm giving you the dates is because during the reading of the message, I might make mention of some people, places, things, or events that were relevant at the time that the message was published, which may or may not be relevant for today. And if so, I will try to give you a heads up on it. However, when it comes down to the Word of God, let me say this. His word is always relevant yesterday, today, and forever. It never ceases to be relevant. And those of you that are exposed to it, you would do well to take heed to it and to adjust your lives accordingly. Our subject scripture is found in the Old Testament book of Isaiah, verses 20 and 21. And like I said, this is for October of the year 2017. And if you have the scriptures available, you will find these words recorded. Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe unto them that are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight. Our subject for this message is the real gospel is hate speech. And this is the final part. This is part three of three parts that was started back in August of the year 2017. And then we did September, and now here we are in October for the final part. Now, as I closed last month, I dropped the hint of abortion being the next on this. That shows how mankind will do whatever is necessary to keep himself feeling that he knows what is best for himself, and no one will make him feel guilty for the decision that he makes. As I was alluding to at the beginning of this message, any person or persons that take a stand on and preaches the uncompromised word of Almighty God is, in the eyes of man, promoting hate speech, bullying, and in the case of abortion, a war on women. With that being the case, I am guilty as charged. Of all the absolutely asinine, devilish, abominable, and outright rebellious things that man can come up with to bring the wrath of God on himself, his family, and this nation, abortion ranks at number one. The LGBTQ can rest assured that as bad as their actions are, they pale in comparison to what can be called the wholesale slaughter and even Holocaust perpetrated on the most innocent among us, and that is the unborn baby that is being made in the image of God. I am not going to go into much detail here, but if you have a computer, iPhone, tablet, or any other device in which you can access the internet, go to our website, which is www.wordofgodministry.net. Look for the bar that runs across the near the top of the home page there, and on that bar you'll see a line of links, one of which says tracks. You want to click on that link, and then once you get to the page on tracks, look for the title that says abortion, what God says about it. Now you can use your page finder to search for that particular link. In part one I gave you the link on there. If not, I will at the end of this message try to remember to put down a note for that link and give you the actual link as far as the date and so forth that the tract or the message was put out there. But you can read that for yourself and get a fuller picture of what this thing about abortion is about, what God says about it. But let's get back to the message now. As I said, if you are reading this message online, then simply click on this link or your copy and paste it in the address bar. Oh yeah, it's www.wordofgodministry.net and then / GEM as in Mary, C as in Charles, T as in Thomas, / October OCT 1996 .htm. That's in all capital letters. It's case sensitive. But find it on the track page. But anyway, now, the reason why I say this is as egregious as you can get is because man has taken upon himself to literally slap God in the face while he is in the process of blessing the woman with his most precious gift, a little image of himself for her to nurture and care for. When a woman opts to abort this gift, she is literally killing it and throwing it into the garbage. Now, no woman in her right mind would do such a thing if she knew what it was she was aborting. But thanks once again to the wisdom of man and the lengths that he will go through to keep women happy as well as the money coming into organizations like Planned Parenthood, which is the number one beneficiary of this attack on babies. Abortion has become a multi-billion dollar industry. Anytime a person brings up the fact that what they support or promote is murder, and that America needs to get rid of this work of the devil, they are hit with the accusation that that person is supporting a war on women. Everything is about what man, or in this case the woman, wants, and anything that goes against that, once again, is a sign of hate. In order to facilitate the desires of the woman, who in most instances want to be able to get rid of the consequences of an action that they engage in strictly to derive pleasure from, talking about fornication and adultery, man has decided to label God's reward as something less than that. It is called a fetus. By labeling it as such, the idea that a baby is being murdered has been removed, and what is actually being done is removing a tumor or a cancerous lump from the womb. Well, what is God's response to this lunacy? He sets in motion steps that are designed to show the woman, through ultrasound and MRI, magnetic resonance imaging, what is being aborted. In other words, this shows the woman that it is a baby. Planned Parenthood's response is to try and prevent the women from seeing these images by going to court and suing any doctor or institution that tries to make the woman see the baby before they make the decision to abort it. We know that many Christian groups have for decades talked and preached against abortion, claiming it was murder, and now that the evidence is right there in front of these women's faces, some are changing their minds and having their babies. Planned Parenthood isn't happy because they are losing their clout in the political arena, not to mention the millions of dollars they get from the government. That's right, Planned Parenthood gets money from all of us taxpayers to help fund the slaughter of these babies. They claim that they provide all sorts of other services connected to women's health, which they might, but that is a small fraction, less than 20% of their income. Statistically, out of the over 65 million babies aborted in this nation, now let me stop right here. Like I told you at the beginning of this message, when the message was first published in 2017, this was the number of aborted babies back then, for 2017. That number has mushroomed now into over 78 million babies aborted in this nation since it was legalized. So that's 13 million more than what it was back when the message was first published. Anyway, statistically, over 78 million babies aborted in this nation since it was legalized. Of that, less than 10% of them were things like rape, incest, the viability, meaning that the baby was dead in the womb or could not survive if born, or to save the life of the mother combined. In other words, you take all four of these things, put them all together, and they come up to less than 10% of all of the 78 million abortions that are have been done so far in this nation. This then means that over 90% of abortions are for purely selfish reasons, mostly because a child would cramp their lifestyle or would be evidence of an affair or some other illicit relationship. Now, if you consider the wrath of God that is on this nation because of this Holocaust, then you would see that presenting the facts of what is at the core of what is called hate speech, you would see that it isn't hate at all. In fact, those that supposedly support women's rights to choose, as they call it, are actually the ones that are waging a war against them, talking about a war against women, if they are the ones that support abortion. How? Well, if you consider the toll it brings on the woman, both emotional, physically, and most of all spiritually, then no one in their right minds would encourage a woman to go through with it. This is what Planned Parenthood and other groups want to hide from them so that they can continue to make that money. If a woman has to suffer all the effects that are connected to abortion so a person can make some good money, then who is the one promoting a war on women? The Bible addresses something like this when it says in Proverbs chapter 27, verse number 6, "Faithful are the wounds of a friend," but get this last part, "but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful." The heart of God's word is to guide people away from catastrophe and to blessing, but man doesn't see it like that. He or she wants what he or she wants, and they want it without any guilt trip being put on them. So what happens? Since we legalized the killing of over 78 million babies, the catastrophe is all over this nation, millions of men and women have suffered the loss of their living children due to crime, drugs, accidents, diseases, suicide, and a host of other things. It is called reaping what you sow. You can find that in Galatians chapter number 6 and verse number 7. Next, we have the case of other religions. Anyone that knows anything about Christianity, the gospel, and Jesus Christ knows one thing, and that is the only way anyone is going to get to heaven or spend eternity in heaven is by accepting Jesus Christ as Lord of their lives. Jesus is not one of many ways. He is not one of a couple of ways. He is the only way. St. John chapter 14, verse number 6. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. According to man, that shows hatred towards those of other faiths. To go around making it seem like those that don't believe, like Christ says, are going to end up in hell is once again hate speech. Sorry, but that is just the way it is. Look, I didn't write the rules. I just live by them. If you have a complaint, take it up with God. People say I am supposed to be showing the love of God. Well, I am. I love everyone enough to tell them what is what, whether they like it or not. Now that's just me. How am I going to show the love of God to anyone if, knowing the consequences that await them, if they continue in the way that they are going, I say nothing? That is like a parent seeing their child reaching for a hot pot on the stove and saying nothing because that is what the child wants to do. What would be worse than this? As if they encourage the child to continue doing it. This is what many people are doing when they compromise on God's word, the gospel, so as not to offend those of other religious beliefs. Sure, people are probably going to get angry at me and others for what they call or see as demeaning their religion, but that is part of the job. Remember, Jesus was crucified for demeaning the religion of the religious leaders of his time. Of course, there is a way to do this without being antagonistic about it, and Jesus gave us plenty of examples, and none of them was compromising with them. He demonstrated who he was with power and authority that was vested in him by the Father. That was something they could not argue against, and that is what we need to be doing today. But you can't do that if you are not saved and filled with the Holy Ghost. Remember this: Jesus never did any miraculous works before the Holy Ghost descended on him. The apostles never did any of the same things after Christ ascended into heaven until the Holy Ghost came on them. Now, I know this is messing with some of you people's religion, but the facts speak for themselves. There are a lot of people out there that call themselves Christians, but are nothing more than playing church. Sure, you go to church every Sunday, and whenever the church is open, but that doesn't make you a Christian any more than if I moved into your house and lived with you and your family makes me a legal member of your family. It takes a legal process to adopt you into the family of God so that you can receive the Holy Ghost, to be able to demonstrate the superiority of Christianity to others. As the Bible says in Romans chapter 1, verse number 16, the Apostle Paul says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek." Most of those that want to label us that stand on the Word of God want to shame or intimidate us into keeping quiet. Except for a few cases, the ones that really show hatred are the very ones that accuse us of showing hate. Hatred is out there on both sides, and it comes from one source, and that is the devil. God loves every man, woman, boy, and girl on the face of this earth because they are made in His image. However, He hates the sin that they commit, and as a result, sets about to inform us of His displeasure with our actions. How we respond to these warnings determines His actions towards us. The Bible says He has an abundance of grace and mercy to pour out on us if we repent. His wrath is waiting for those that ignore or refuse to heed His warnings. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse number 9 says, "The Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward." Now get this last part. "Not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up." Possibly global warming here. Hebrews chapter 10, verse number 31 says, "It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God." Believe me, you don't want to be on the wrong side of God for any reason. This is the real gospel. Amen. Well, that is the end of our message, and I hope that you picked up something from it. The message being delivered, quite frankly, is, as is always the case, man does not know what he's doing when it comes down to dealing with God and his word. He just doesn't know. He doesn't get it. He thinks that everything that happens here, he has the explanation, he has the solution, and once he makes his mind up about something, then that's just the way it is, and he's going to stick to that. He's not going to change his mind, so there's no need to try to get him to do it. That's just him, you know. Well, you know, with an attitude like that, that is putting yourself in direct conflict with God. And I don't know anybody that wants to engage in something like that, because you're not going to get anywhere. You're going to get your feelings hurt big time. So I hope this message will let you know that, no, those of us that stand out here and stand on the word of God and preach the word of God are the ones that are actually showing the love of God to you by giving you the warnings. You have the choice as to whether accept the warning or reject it. But you see, part of that has to do with your response. Most of that has to do with how you were programmed or indoctrinated by friends and family, on the TV, the radio, in the movies, in the public schools, and other places like that, where everybody thought the same thing, so you figured everything was okay when it was not. And it's a hard thing when you have to come face to face with the fact that, like, mama and daddy, you know, I hear some people say, well, my mama told me this, or my grandmother told me that, or my grandfather, and this, that, and other, and they wouldn't lie to me, and I love them, and this, that, and other. I'm not going to change because you trying to say that my grandmother lied to me, or my grandfather, or my mother, or my dad lied to me, or something like that. No, it's not that they necessarily lied to you directly, because if they were raised to believe that, the only thing they did was just pass on to you what was given to them. They believed it and they passed it on down to you. But the hate really is coming from those that have been warned about what the situation is, and they refuse to accept it, and then they don't want you to hear anything about it either, so that they can just continue to, as I said earlier, make money off of your suffering and pain. Now, how's that for a good friend for you? Now, how's that for a good friend for you? Well, this is Evangelist George McTyre closing the message up today. And in closing, let me just say this. May God bless you and your families real good until we get together again for another message from the Word of God. Good day.